like to tell you more, but time's getting tight. The day's gotten old, and here comes the night. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno. Oh, and I still love the girl in a flame that burns. She's played with the kids, and now it's my.
Ah, yes, Jonathan Richman, a great choice for all occasions. He might not have written that song about Janet Reno, but taking it out of context, it's fun to do. And there it is. He's actually coming to town, doing several shows right around Thanksgiving at the Middle East. And I wish I had the information in front of me, but it might even be over Thanksgiving weekend. But I know he's doing like three or four nights in a row there, coming back to his former hometown. Anyway, our pre-ultimate radio obituary is for Leonard Cohen, a usually influential singer and songwriter whose work spanned nearly 50 years. He died Monday at age 82. Cohen's label, Sony Music Canada, confirmed his death on the singer's Facebook page Thursday evening. A cause of death was not given. Leonard Norman Cohen was born on September 21, 1934, in Westmont, Quebec. He learned guitar as a teenager and formed a folk group called the Buckskin Boys. Early exposure to Spanish writer Federico García Lorca turned him toward poetry, while a flamenco guitar teacher convinced him to trade steel strings for nylon. Cohen was the dark emissary among a small pantheon of extremely influential singer-songwriters to emerge in the 60s and early 70s. Only Bob Dylan exerted a more profound influence upon his generation, and perhaps only Paul Simon and fellow Canadian Joni Mitchell equaled him as a song poet. Nick Cave, who covered Cohen classics including I'm Your Man, said in a statement, "Utterly unique and impossible to imitate, no matter how hard we tried." Leonard Cohen is dead at 82, and it is the penultimate radio obituary. Seeing as how we mentioned Nick Cave, we'll have to go with this next segment, opening salvo with Nick Cave, covering Leonard Cohen. Here on your freeform radio station, this is WMFO in Medford.
If you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me to. If you want another kind of love, well, I'll wear a mask for you. And if you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, well, here I stand. I'm your man. And if you want a boxer, I would step in to the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. And if you want to drive a club inside, or if you want to take me for a ride, well, you know that you can, 'cause I'm your man. Well, the moon's too bright, the chain's too tight, the beat. But a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Well, I'll crawl to you, baby, and I'll fall at your feet. I'll howl at your beauty like a dog in heat. I'll claw at your heart, I'll tear at your sheet and say, please.
If you gotta sleep a moment on the road, I will steal for you. And if you wanna work the streets alone, well, I'll disappear for you. And if you wanna father for your child, or if you wanna walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your
Actually, I like a good country tune as much as the next man. And I think I'll prove it. Here's a fine old country tune by my favorite country songwriter, the lovely and talented Leonard Cohen. No boredom there.
Suzanne brings you down to her place by the river. You can see the boats go by, you can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy, and that's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from Shiner. And just when you're gonna tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and she lets the river answer. That she's always been your lover, she's always been your lover, she's always been your lover, she's always been your lover. And you wanna travel with her, and you wanna travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. With her mind, with her mind, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. Travel with her, and you wanna travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Pours down like honey on Our Lady. her perfect body with your It's coming like
the right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags of time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Is democracy coming to the USA? I don't really think so. Which leads us to our ultimate radio obituary, which is for the United States of America. Born in chaos on July 4th, 1776, died this past Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, just barely 240 years old. The American experiment started off rather exclusionary, by only originally allowing white male property owners to take part in its so-called democracy. And even in its beginnings, it had serious stains, like considering some of that property being in the form of other human beings in its for the first 87 years. But with the Constitution and the added Bill of Rights, the American experiment has always strived for improvement and inclusion. However, on November 9th, the results of the recent election dealt what may be a fatal blow to human decency, kindness, and empathy. There was more hatred and bigotry than ever realized. Mind you, not every Trump supporter is a racist, but every racist is a Trump supporter. Is my country dead to me? Maybe. So the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for the United States of America, here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani.
Folding the flag is taking care of the nation. Folding the flag is putting it to bed for the night. I fell through a hole in the flag. I'm falling through a hole in the flag.
This is Reverend Bill Barnstormer from the First Deformed Church of Science Fiction. And I'd like to speak to all the Willies and Wilmas out there about the new No Jokes About America legislation pending now before Congress. Sure, I know most of you get your jokes from Cosby's Kids and those pathetic lost souls getting temporarily rich and famous on the Poverty Channel's new hit, Orwell 3. But we must never again let ourselves laugh at a president or a vice president who not only can't say he's not a crook, but can't put one word ahead of another and whistle America under wraps at the same time. We must rid our airwaves, fun parks, nightclubs, and rock bands of jokes which can only aid and abet our enemies. We must learn to take seriously our unelected administrative undersecretaries, because doing otherwise undermines our ability to save us from ourselves. So, if you agree with me, that the rest of our precious country ought to be run just like an airport security checkpoint. Tell your congressperson to vote yes for no jokes about America.
River of Sheen. Keep on swimming, 'cause I don't want to die.
Who dealt this mess anyway? Yeah, it's an old card player's turn. But sometimes you can use the old switcheroo and it can be applied to frontal politics. What I mean is, who was it that set up a system, supposedly democratic system, where you end up always voting for the lesser of two evils? I mean, was George Washington the lesser of two evils? Sometimes I wonder. You got some guy that says, for God's sake, we got to stop having violence in this country, while he's spending $16,000 a second snuffing gooks.
Tonks and ripple. Yes, we like living free and being right. Now every time I see them hippie peace creeps, you know it really makes me feel like I'm a man. Yes, if I had my way, I'd join the Ku Klux and I'd burn them with their draft cards in their hands. Oh, so come on, you good men who love America and would like to keep our good, clean country free from them commie marijuana smoking preverts who fill their engines up with STP. I said I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. said, I'm proud to be a redneck from the South. Everywhere I go, the Wallace voters know me. Said, love me or I'll punch you in the mouth.
The Battle of Yorktown, 1781.
Monsieur Hamilton.
Monsieur Lafayette.
In command where you belong.
Are you saying no sweater? We're finally on the field, we've had quite a run.
Immigrants,
we get the job done. So what happens if we win?
I go back to France, I bring freedom to my people if I'm given the chance.
We'll be with you when you do.
Go, lead your men.
I'll see you on the other side.
Till we meet again.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey yo, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot.
Till the world turns upside down.
Till the world turns upside down.
I imagine death so much it feels more like a memory. This is where it gets me. On my feet, the enemy ahead of me. If this is the end of me, at least I have a friend with me. Weapon in my hand, a command of my men with me. Then I remember my allies is expecting me. Not only that, my allies is expecting. We gotta go, gotta get the job done. Gotta start a new nation, gotta meet my son. Take the bullets out your gun, the bullets out your gun. We move undercover and we move as one. Through the night we have one shot to live another day. We cannot let a stray gunshot give us away. We will fight up close, seize the moment and stay in it. It's either that or meet the business end of a bayonet. The code word is Rochambeau, dig me?
Rochambeau.
You have your orders now, go man, go. American experiment begins with my friends all scattered to the winds. Lawrence is in South Carolina, redefining bravery. We'll never be free until we end slavery. When we finally drive the British away, Lafayette is there waiting in Chesapeake Bay. How did we know that this plan would work? We had a spy on the inside, that's right.
Hercules Mulligan!
Tell a spy on the British government. I take the measurements, information, and then I smuggle it. Up to my brother's revolutionary covenant. I'm running with the Sons of Liberty and I am loving it. See, that's what happens when you up against the ruffians. We in this shit now, somebody's gotta shovel it. Hercules Mulligan, I need no introduction. When you knock me down, I get the fuck back up again.
Fighting, a young man in a red coat stands on a parapet.
We lower our guns as he frantically waves their white handkerchief.
And just like that, it's over. We tend to our wounded, we count our dead.
Black and white soldiers wonder alike if this really means freedom.
Not yet.
We negotiate the terms of surrender. I see George Washington smile. We escort their men out of Yorktown. They stagger home single file. Tens of thousands of people flood the streets. There are screams and church bells ringing. And as our fallen foes retreat, I hear the drinking song they're singing.
The world turned upside down. The world turned upside down.
Give me death, these words will never die. We have just begun to fight as a famous battle cry. But what I really wanna know ain't written anywhere. Hey, what did Washington say when he crossed the Delaware?
Ma vage nous vrit, et tenga na va. Ma vage nous vrit, nous tenga moudan.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
I wish wish you were here tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
no pasta fazola tonight. Martha baked us pizza pies and now they're cold as ice. We'll sell them to the Indians at only half the price. Please row a little faster, boys, I got no time to kill. Tonight I'm posing for my picture on the dollar bill.
Ma va je nous vrie, et tenga na va. Ma va je nous vrie, no tenga modan. Oh, Martha, Martha,
don't wait up for me tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
no dad and Della tonight. George stood up and told his men, keep rowing, please don't stop. These boats are only rented and we've got till 6 o'clock. It's against the rules, we can't go rowing after dark. We've got to get these rowboats back to good old Central Park.
Ma va je nous vrie, et tenga na va. Ma va je nous vrie, no tenga modan. Oh, Martha, Martha,
I'm not coming home tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha,
there'll be no twisting tonight. That's what Georgie told his crew. Some may doubt the story, but to those of you who do, just ask Giuseppe the barber while he trims and cuts your hair. He'll tell you just what Georgie said when he crossed the Delaware.
Ma va je nous vrie, et tenga na va. Ma va je nous vrie, no tenga modan. Oh, Martha, Martha,
no pasta fazul tonight.
Oh, Martha, Martha, I'm not coming home.
Hey, George, you want to buy a bridge?
Washington at Valley Forge, freezing cold, and up jumped George's head.
Badoria, badoria, da!
Crazy words, crazy tune, all up George could croon and spoon.
Badoria, badoria, da!
On his ukulele, daily, hey, he would strum, indeed, lock down, dancing, prancing. Oh, then he'd holler, red hot mama. Crazy words and a crazy tune, all of George Good Crooner's spoon was.
And pollution. Send Yale to the moon. Said Rockefeller. For Rockefeller, I would like to do something about pollution. Go in a closet and hang yourself. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you, those cats that burned down the Bank of America did a lot more than all the teachings to end pollution in the atmosphere. Because it's the same people, see, that run the Banks of America that are responsible for pissing in the Hudson River. It is. But you see, you know, this is Smokey the Bear and all that other crappy fag bullshit. And he says, only you can prevent forest fires. Fuck that shit. It's not the individuals that are to blame. Oh, yeah, you can carry on. Yeah, go pick up the Dixie cup. That's cool, you know? But who the fuck's gonna pick up Con Edison? Con Edison. People all write in and say, God damn it, you're fucking polluting the whole atmosphere. I can't breathe anymore. So PR people say, well, what are we gonna do about that? Somebody says, well, we got these smokestacks. So a guy says, well, why don't we paint them red, white, and blue? So they did. And all around Manhattan, you see red, white, and blue, these huge things with all garbage coming out, you know? Like, if we were running it, that would be desecration and defilement of the flag, which is a year in a prison. Yeah, I don't think we can do that, though. You just go by, every time you pass Con Ed, you know, some right winger come and say, you can't cough! That's a sign of communism, son! The salute!
Badoria, badoria,
da.
On a ukulele, daily, he was strong, deep, loved, dumb, dancing, prancing. And then he'd holler,
red hot mama.
Ooh, crazy words, crazy tune, all that George could grin his spoon was. Badoria, badoria, da.
Look of Trump
is in their eyes, a look that's anything but wise. The look of triumph, it's saying so much more than words can ever say. And from what I hear, next time they're gonna choke your breath away. They can hardly wait to grab you, throw sucker punches at you, as if they had waited just for hatred. Now that they have found it, thank you.
bit of America. I'm a bit of the world. I'm a bit of can't help it. I'm a bit of can't. I'm a bit of America. I'm a bit of the world. I'm a bit of the world. I'm a bit I can't help it. I'm a bit I can't. I'm a bit of America. I'm a bit of the world. I'm a bit I can't help it. I'm a bit I can't. Yeah, I'm a bit of America. I'm a bit of the world.
You like the quote? Did you know it was
sure.
Mussolini?
It's okay to know it's Mussolini. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to know. It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote. And I know it. I saw it. I saw what, and I know who said it. But what difference does it make whether it's Mussolini or somebody else?
You want to be associated with a fascist?
No, I want to be associated with interesting quotes.
Have you heard it on the news about this fascist group thing? Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land.
We should only admit into this country those who share our values and respect our people. I call it extreme, extreme vetting.
We don't need this fascist group thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group thing.
Extreme, extreme, extreme.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Extreme.
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists.
Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about.
Okay, I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know any, honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist.
White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. Extreme. Extreme.
Fascist not in motion.
Extreme.
Generals tell them what to do.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. He's the founder.
Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population.
Look how much African American communities have suffered. To those I say, what do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump?
Shake that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist. Brothers, sisters, we don't need a fascist group thing.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. I will build a wall. It'll be a great wall. Drugs will not pour through that wall.
You can say what you want about the Quran. You can say what you want. There's something there.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. She's the devil. She's the devil. She's the devil.
I get things done better than anybody.
They're fed up with those guys back there, the media. They are the worst.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
She's the devil. She's the devil. She's the devil.
He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing, like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
We never win. We just don't win. We are going to make America great again.
Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again.
Today's lesson is mighty important, remember?
Bullwinkle is a...
Not that lesson. This lesson.
Vendapurer says, me is the master ace. Me hire, hire, right in the Fuhrer space. Not to love the Fuhrer is a great disgrace. So me hire, hire, right in the Fuhrer space. When Herr Goebbels says, me own the world in space. Me hire, hire, right in Herr Goebbels space. When Herr Goering says, he'll never bomb this place. Me hire, hire. Right in Herr Goering's space. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, we is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. Heil Hitler's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race
will love the pure space when we bring to the world disorder. When the Führer says, he is the master race, we heil,
heil,
right in the Führer space. Not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so we heil,
heil,
right in the Führer space. Right in the Führer space, not to love the Führer is a great disgrace, so be
heil,
heil,
right in the Führer space.
Well, that has to be one of the longest radio obituaries that was ever done on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Nearly 50 minutes just on one topic, and it wasn't even a real person that we did the radio obituary for. But judging by the chat that's happening over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook group, I think you all enjoyed that and felt and took some solace in it. Some of you saying that, well, the fascist groove thing that I